Not translated. The first one, yes. I said, now, or I want from Hap the money to repair the cord of my harp. Because the cord in that time is from silk. And I said, I want the money for the silk. The second one is, I want from Hap because Hap will accept very kindfully the fake coin. Okay, this is one of the meanings. Fake coin, fake stuff is qalb, and heart is qalb. Here, oh, he will accept the heart because this is what belongs to him. Remember, this is what was his house, and the intelligence could not go in. He said, oh, kindly we'll accept this, because now we know that this harpist is playing with his heart. Because he's not looking at the listeners and try to please them. He's behaving differently, and they say, yeah, he will kindly accept all the hearts. Yes?
He played the harp a long while, and weeping, laid his head down. He made the harp his pillow and dropped on a tomb.
Do you remember anything that reminded you what? Second paragraph. Our king in the mosque crying, and because of that cry, going to the state of dream, becoming sleepy. This is what's happening to him. So we know that this guy is the lucky guy. He took the first step. The first step was leaving the life ground, going to cemetery, which doesn't belong to the living creatures, to death, and admitting the mistake he had and asking the God something. This is the perfect moment. So he will cry and he will go to sleep. Yes?
Sleep overtook him. The bird, his soul, escaped from captivity. It let harp and harper go and darted away. It became free.
Freedom at least is there for the spirit of the harp man. Yeah.
It became freed from the body and the pain of this world in the simple world and the vast region of the soul. There his soul was singing what had befallen, saying, if they would but let me stay here. Happy would be my soul in this garden, and springtide drunken with this plain and mystic anemone field.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know one thing that Rumi explained to you. He's gone. He's being dipped in the moment of ecstasy, right? Logically, if I could stay here forever, if I could have this spiritual experience, my entire life, the good is here, why go to bad? He doesn't get it, Rumi say, don't be like that. These are experiences which are just given to you for a moment to change you. You cannot stay over there. You should come back. Yeah? Yes?
When it says, it let harp and harper go away, go and darted away, does that mean that the harper became the harp?
No. Okay. Means, first of all, over there, there is this morte jan, right? The bird of jan. Jan is life itself. The bird of life, not the life. Means the thought, the essence of life flew away. Means his mind, the essence of his mind flew away from the dungeon. Where is the dungeon for that bird? It's the harp and the harp player. Both are the dungeon of that bird. Harp is the cage and harpman is the merchant. Remember the parrot? That's how it works. You say, in that moment, this bird flew away. Let this fellow, this body, and that harp over there to go to the other side.
Without head or foot, I will...
Oh, sorry, there is something that is not really translatable. I don't know, because here you will say somebody sleeping, or somebody go to sleep, thing like that. In Persian is different. Khab bordash means the dream took him away. That's how it goes in Persian. Therefore, the dream will come and take this bird from this physical existence to somewhere else. Because the dream contains the magic.
Without head or foot, I would be journeying. Without lip or tooth, I would be eating sugar. With a memory and thought free from brain sickness, I would frolic with the dwellers in heaven. With eyes shut, I would be seeing a world. Without a hand, I would be gathering roses and basil. The water bird was plunged in a sea of honey, the fountain of Jove to drink and wash in. Whereby Jove, from his feet to the crown of his head, was purged of afflictions, like the light of the sunrise. If the Mathnawi were as the sky in magnitude, not half the portion of this would find room in it.
Okay. What's happening here? Remember all the paragraphs he brought in? He was talking about this harp player, right? And he wanted to tell us that it doesn't matter if it is late. Never is late. Whenever you give up, depending on your intelligence only, and you give in to something else, you will be transformed. This is what this story is all about, right? Everything that is happening here was explained over. First of all, he said, I say there are some state of being and you cannot imagine it. This is a magical moment when your intelligence will sneak her head under that cave, no? Okay. And that dream, that lovely dream, will happen. If you were the wife of Muhammad and this thing will happen to you, then what would you do? You will put your head permanently under that cave. Nobody could convince you to come out. This is your natural reaction, you see. In a spirituality, it happens the same. This is a brief moment. In that brief moment, they show you something that, if I write another book to explain that, impossible. That's the experience. That experience is here, because here we see this old harp player doing something different. Admitting to a constant guilt, thinking differently, now that the sky has been opened and the dream took him away in the paradise, we say, ah, Rumi will try to explain that paradise to you. And he will do it several times. A good teacher will do that. Will tell you that this is it, that paradise is lovely, it's like, ah, I cannot say it. Again and again and again, he will give you a lot of good temptation about the spiritual state of being, but right at the middle, he will kind of say, don't think this is explainable. Do not think that this is something that you could get with your intelligence or understand. We are just drawing a picture to have your attention, to make you move. Not that we could bring that one here. Yes.
For the exceeding broad earth and sky caused my heart from narrowness to be rent in pieces. And this